At 6 a.m. at Hayes, it was partly cloudy. The temperature was 30 degrees, and the dew point was 30, making the relative humidity 100%. The wind was southeast at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure was 30.07 inches and falling. At Russell, it was partly cloudy. The temperature was 34 degrees, and the dew point was 33, making the relative humidity 96%. The wind was south at 12 miles per hour, producing a wind chill of 25. The barometric pressure was 30.07 inches and steady. Fog was reported, with a temperature of 30 at Hutchinson, 29 at Concordia, and 30 at Salina. It was partly cloudy, with a temperature of 33 at Great Bend, and 36 at Hill City. It was mostly cloudy, with a temperature of 37 at Goodland, and 39 at Dodge City. For the following county, Rooks, Kansas. What, visibility 1/4 mile or less in dense fog. Where, portions of north-central Kansas and central and south-central Nebraska. When, until 10 a.m. Central Standard Time Tuesday. Impacts, low visibility could make driving conditions hazardous. Temperatures across portions of the area will be hovering near freezing, so slick spots will be possible in areas of thicker fog. If driving, slow down, use your headlights, and leave plenty of distance ahead of you. For the following counties, Ellis, Ness, Pawnee, Rush, and Trago. What, visibility as low as 1/4 mile in dense fog. Where, Ellis, Rush, Pawnee, Pred, Stafford, Ness, and Trago counties. When, until 9 a.m. Central Standard Time this morning. Impacts, low visibility could make driving conditions hazardous. If driving, slow down, use your headlights, and leave plenty of distance ahead of you. For the following counties, Barton and Russell. What, visibility 1/4 mile or less in dense freezing fog. Where, portions of central, south central, and southeast Kansas. When, until 10 a.m. Central Standard Time Tuesday. Impacts, hazardous driving conditions due to low visibility and patchy icy spots. Additional details, where temperatures are near to below freezing, watch for slick spots on roads, sidewalks, and parking lots. If driving, slow down, use your headlights, and leave plenty of distance ahead of you. You're listening to NOAA, All Hazards Radio Station WXM35, originating from the National Weather Service in Dodge City and broadcasting on a frequency of 162.450 MHz. This service is brought to you in part with help from radio stations KJLS, KKQY and KFIX and also by Ellis County. Follow the National Weather Service on the web at www.noaa.gov/ddc. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Here is the forecast. Today, breezy. Partly sunny. Areas of fog in the morning. Highs in the upper 50s. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour increasing to 20 to 25 miles per hour in the afternoon. Gusts up to 40 miles per hour. Relative humidities falling to 55%. Tonight, windy. Mostly cloudy. Lows in the mid-40s. South winds 15 to 30 miles per hour with gusts to around 45 miles per hour. Relative humidities increasing to around 85%. Wednesday, windy. Mostly cloudy. Patchy blowing gust. Highs around 60. South winds 20 to 35 miles per hour with gusts to around 50 miles per hour. Relative humidities falling to 55%. Wednesday night, windy. Partly cloudy. Lows in the lower 40s. South winds 20 to 35 miles per hour with gusts to around 50 miles per hour. Thursday, sunny. Highs in the lower 60s. West winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Thursday night and Friday, mostly clear. Lows in the lower 30s. Highs in the mid-50s. Friday night, partly cloudy. Lows around 30. Saturday, cooler. Partly sunny. Slight chance of snow in the morning, then slight chance of rain and snow in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-40s. Chance of precipitation 20%. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of rain and snow. Lows in the mid-20s. Sunday, partly sunny. Chance of snow in the morning, then slight chance of snow in the afternoon. Highs around 40. Chance of snow 30%. Sunday night, partly cloudy. A 20% chance of snow in the evening. Lows in the lower 20s. Monday, sunny. Highs in the mid-40s.